This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. Yes, I got to get a new intro. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I used them this weekend. I was training with gloves. They would have been much more fun if I wasn't training with gloves. I'm trying to update my stuff. You know, I talked about training with gloves on. I was doing a little training with gloves. G-Code. Tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. The deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, which was also basically a terrorist attack, has just taken place here in the United States in Orlando, Florida. That claimed the lives of 49 Americans and it wounded 53 more. Many Americans who, for example, don't listen here, searching for answers about what went wrong, how to prevent that from occurring. People that listen to me know how to keep that. Well, they know how to stop it. There's no way to keep it from occurring. In the midst of this confusion and this advantage of the confusion that's being taken and the national soul searching, some startling claims have been made about the mass shootings in the United States compared with the rest of the world. There's a point to all of this. Stick with me. Now, one of the most extravagant was that the frequency of shootings in the U.S. is more than one a day, meaning that there have purportedly been 173 mass shootings in 164 days in 2016. Coming from Aaron Rubery, whoever that is, of the massshootingtracker.org. /data. The Orlando shooting is the 173rd U.S. mass shooting in 164 days. And it looks, you know, we're looking at it in April, that was 136 mass shootings. In May, 131. Okay. Now, the source, massshootingtracker.org, qualifies a mass shooting as any shooting incident with more than four injuries. More on that in just a second. An article in the New York Times by Mark Fulman and Mother Jones, on the other hand, clarifies that this coding of data can be misleading. Because a lot of people go by the FBI definition. I am one of them. He writes, for at least the past decade, the FBI regarded a mass shooting as a single attack in which four more victims were killed. In 2013, a mandate from Obama for further study of the problem lowered that threshold to three victims killed. I don't remember that. When the hell did that happen? When we began compiling our database in 2012, we used that criteria for four or more killed in public attacks, but excluded mass murders that stem from robbery, gang violence, or domestic abuse in private homes. Our goal with this relatively narrow set of parameters was to better understand the seemingly indiscriminate attacks that have increased in recent years, whether in movie theaters, elementary schools, or office parks. The statistics now being highlighted in the news come primarily from ShootingTracker.com, a website built by members of a Reddit forum supporting gun control called Guns Are Cool. This site aggregates news stories about shooting incidents of any kind in which four or more people are reported to have been either injured or killed. Now, much like the MassShooting.org data, the ShootingTracker.com data characterizes any shooting incidents with four or more victims as a mass shooting. And these claims are being used to promote the argument that mass shootings at such frequency don't happen in other nations with stricter gun control and even gun bans, and furthermore, that the higher rate of justification for increased gun control measures of various kinds. The president made the claim that mass shootings don't happen in other countries after the heinous Charleston shooting, which killed 9 people. He said, "I say this every time we have one of these mass shootings. This just doesn't happen in other countries." He also made that same statement in Paris, which was pretty asinine, pretty stupid, the site of a recent ISIS attack, much like the Pulse attack, except it killed twice as many people, 2.5 times as many people, 130 civilians. Or the same Charlie Hebdo, you know, killed 12 people. So are his claims true? So here we look at some shooting stats. And it shows that the U.S. has comparable frequency to other nations when accounting for its large population size. See, you got to understand that we're big, big nation, big nation. It also should be noted that we are the most armed nation. Thus, we have the Rampage Shooting Index, taken from a now-defunct website, assembled data from around the world to construct a per capita mass shooting index that controls for population differences. It takes into account 34 countries that are sufficiently advanced to enter into the discussion. The bottom line, the United States falls from number one due to its frequency of 38 mass shootings from January 1st, 2009 to December 31st, 2013, which would be number one without correcting for population to number seven. Uh-oh. That's not good. That's not good. The U.S. has an index of 0.12 per 5 million. It places it behind Norway, Finland, Slovakia, Israel, and Switzerland at half the ratio. Another thing you might note, the top 5 countries for mass shootings per capita all have restrictive gun policies. Once again, Norway, Finland, Slovakia, Israel, and Switzerland. We're behind them. Is that right? That's not six. Where's the sixth? I don't know where the sixth is. But, you know, that doesn't matter, does it? Actual facts don't matter in this. We got to lead with emotion. We've got to lead. Well, let's not even lead with emotion. Let's lead. You know, here's the thing. If those claims were true, if there was any sort of data that I can look at, just like that data I just saw, that would support this proposition that more gun control would save more lives, that's fine. I'm all for it. However, there is none. There is none. Gun control is all based and predicated upon a lie. In Massachusetts, they just decided to unilaterally ban all these long guns. And yet, we talked about how many people died in 2014, 15, and 16 due to long guns. None in Massachusetts. So who are they saving? And from what? When a politician comes to you and says, "Don't worry, I'm here to make things right," you should run. Or beat them with a club. Whichever, you know, if you've got the bail money, you might enjoy beating them with a club. But if you don't have the bail money, then abstain from that and run. Because they're going to mess it all up. Because that's what they do, because they're politicians. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Feeding Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I run them every day. I and, you know, I run them because they work. They're indestructible, lifetime warranty. Inside the waistband, outside the waistband, it is the way to go. G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. Now then, the Austrian government has erupted against German Chancellor Angela Merkel because of her open doors policy towards migrants, saying that Austria has become Germany's waiting room as tens of thousands of refugees streamed across its border. The problem with that, like they found in Italy when they were trying to go to Switzerland, when Switzerland closed their borders, then all of those people were in Italy. Italy was only too happy to be the way station, but now they're the final destination. Hans-Peter Dask-Kaisel claims the beleaguered German chancellor's welcoming stance on refugees fleeing the Middle East is creating a new attraction factor for those hoping to relocate to Europe. Her open-door policy was persuading thousands of migrants to try and cross Austria in the belief they will be welcomed in Germany. But he accused EU superpowers of burying their head in the sand and called for a summit on deportations. In an interview with Austria's Krone newspaper, Mr. Dask-Kaisel said, is it Dask-Kaisel or spell it the same way? Anyway, he said, it's a mystery to me why the right lessons have not been learned from the events of 2015. As many as 1.5 million refugees entered Germany last year, carried in on a wave of euphoria by residents holding refugees welcome banners as they arrived in the country. Since then, they've had a change of heart, though. After events such as the mass sex attacks in Cologne on New Year's Eve and a Syrian migrant blowing himself up at a music festival near Ansbach, optimism has been replaced by suspicion and anger, with regular reports of arson attacks on refugee shelters and a new wave of neo-Nazism spreading across the nation. Ms. Merkel, who has repeatedly addressed the crisis with the mantra, we can do it, has seen their popularity nosedive in the polls. The anti-immigration party, Alternative for Germany, is expected to make a strong showing at next month's state elections, while a YouGov poll this month found 66% of Germans disagreed with the chancellor's boast. EU governments are now divided between Germany, France, and a few others who want the refugee flow to continue, and Austria and most of Eastern Europe who want the migration to be severely curtailed. Did you hear what I just said? France want the refugee flow to continue. Huh? Now, as far as the European population of ordinary people, they will make their feelings known at the ballot box, where there have already been advances made by nationalist parties. As for Chancellor Merkel, more than half the voters don't want her to run for a fourth term, and her party is likely to get a shellacking at the polls next month. But the damage has already been done, and Germany will be paying for this policy for decades to come. The thing that strikes me most about this is that what's happening in Germany and France is going to be what's got to happen here to shake the cobwebs loose from some of these yahoos that sit around on a daily basis and say, oh, well, you know, America's a melting pot. Yeah, melting pot. America is a melting pot. It is a great melting pot. However, you got to jump in the pot to become part of the American conglomerate. And those that don't believe in that, that's the problem. So, what am I was right. They spell it different. They spell it twice, two different ways. It's going to take beheadings here for Americans to begin to stir like the Germans are stirring. I don't know what the French are doing. The French, I mean, if France seriously wants the refugee stream to continue, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, why? With all the blood that has been shed in Paris. You know, in Paris, which I've never visited Paris. I am very sad to say I never visited Paris when I was over there for 3 years. But Germany, I mean, Germany's just as good as France is as far as, you know, being there and what's great about it. that part of all of that is that culture is sinking away. It's being overrun. It's just dropping into the sand around it. And they're suffering atrocities there. I didn't talk yesterday because it's Monday. Last week I talked about the tattoo on the shoulder. It just says no. That they're putting on German girls going into the public pools to keep them from being raped. It's not even it's a temporary tattoo. It's not even a real tattoo. So when you're sitting there and you're drinking all of this in, right? When you're taking all of this in, understand that in order for us to make a shift on our policies, we're going to have some stuff happening, and it's going to have to be really bad. It's going to have to be really, really bad. Because the country's big. The country's big. What happens in Boise is not going to affect the rest of the nation, is it? What happens in Linden Hills, Minnesota doesn't affect the rest of the nation, does it? Or Dearborn, Michigan doesn't affect the rest of the nation, does it? Although outrages are happening there. So we're going to have some real serious outrages here in these United States in order for us to, stop dozing and start paying attention and take some action. Which, action is good. Action would be really good to take right about now. But, oh, goodness gracious, sakes alive. America, please wake up. We don't have to be like Austria or France or Italy or Switzerland or any of them. We don't, although we probably already are. We probably already are. In Britain, in parts of Britain, they walk around, the Islamics walk around saying, we've taken over your country. This is our country. It's not your country. And the British, they go into these neighborhoods to say, oh, no, it isn't. It's our country. But, I mean, tough. It's tough. These smaller population places, tough. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the second call of the night, leading yourself to Ben's Toolkit Studio. This is Waterboat. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah. Quality is indestructible. Check them out. Ah, don't you just love it when it does that? Come on, pop up, would you? This little bit is for every man that's ever worn the uniform. Because right now we're all being slapped in the face by a punk. And for me, it's hard to know which is more disillusioning. An NFL quarterback stupid enough to insult an entire nation and a political hissy fit, or a multitude of constitutionally illiterate people who think it is a free speech issue. So let's cover both. For a while there, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who I've never seen play because I don't watch football anymore, was a story featuring something for everyone to admire, or at least we thought, or at least they said, or at least. His childhood was a product of admirable value from the beginning, from a birth mother who chose adoption over abortion to a white couple raising a mixed race child in one of those environments that inspiringly proves that racial differences do not matter. He was a straight A student in high school. He thrilled fans at the University of Nevada with a dazzling combination of passing and running talents. In just 5 years in the NFL, he's led the 49ers to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl. He's recognized for multiple tattoos, but many refer to faith and contain actual Bible verses, so much to admire. And now this. A spectacle stemming from his refusal to stand for the national anthem because to do so would show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. It would be a mistake for me to sit here and presume to know how mom and dad feel as their son aligns with the America-hating bile of the Black Lives Matter. But a weekend social media firestorm has revealed reactions from many corners. Most have it exactly right that this is an infuriating story of another slap at our nation's based on anger over racial disparities. Kaepernick's derision of America is not even limited to the police controversy as is related. It's a wide indictment typical of America's worst race baiters. That we're a racist cauldron, despite the wave of enlightenment that began more than 20 years before Kaepernick was born. Less than a decade after the Civil Rights Act of 1964, racism was on its way to the dankest corners of human behavior. All in the Family won massive affection for lampooning bigotry. From legislation to the culture, racism was being chased into obscurity. By the time baby Colin was raised in a loving home, being a racist was already the worst attitude anyone could display in America, a stigma even more sharply honed today. Now, can racism still be found? Of course. It is part of the seamy underbelly of human nature that will always fester in the occasional basement, along with religious bigotry and misogyny. This is the nature of man. You have no chance of eradicating it. But anyone asserting today that our entire nation deserves an attitudinal scolding on race is guilty of a stunning level of ignorance. Kaepernick's explanation, his tantrum, is filled with the first-person obsessions of the narcissist. I know that I stood up for what is right. It would be selfish on my part to look the other way. This is a shovel full. So his black teammates, who actually stood for the anthem, and players on other teams, many of, you know, as he would say, of color, who have distanced themselves from his petulance, what are they? Are they just not as sensitive and socially aware as the wise and bold Colin Kaepernick? It is his incendiary gesture that smacks of selfishness, of self-absorption, that says, because I am upset, I am going to offend the sensibilities of millions of Americans. He's 28 years old. They're a bunch of 28-year-old soldiers and Marines and younger, you know, and older. Who are black, who wear the uniform. Some of them used to be professional athletes that gave up, the professional life to serve their country. Not Colin, no. Now, I'm sure that this 28-year-old views himself as the heroic heir to Tommy Smith and John Carlos, those guys who raised their fists in black power salutes on the medal stand of the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. Controversy exploded then, but they could point to a nation where Dr. Martin Luther King had been just been killed 6 months earlier, and widespread acceptance of racial equality was still a work in progress. Kaepernick has chosen to engage in an act of hate against the America of 2016. A nation purged of every law that tilted against minorities. A nation that elected a black president when he was a sophomore in college. You would presume he's read a newspaper since then. Of course, we would like to presume that all of the idiotic claims of America's still racist soul would be instantly dismissed as folly. Not as long as there are political points to be scored, though, eh? The Twitter sphere ballooned with condemnation of Kaepernick. It also contained voices thrilled to have their own disdain for America reflected in as public a space as an NFL sideline. The 49ers and the NFL have issued the lamest of responses, the team saying it recognizes the right of an individual to choose to participate or not in the celebration of our national anthem. What about when the Dallas Cowboys wanted to pay homage to the cops and that was not allowed? What's wrong with that? Weren't they being individuals? Didn't they want to support the men in blue? The league says it encourages does not require players to stand during the playing of the national anthem. This needs to change today. A team or a league unappreciative of the shared expectation of the most basic gesture of national appreciation does not deserve a dime of public money or a moment of TV viewing time. Not at all. Intentional public snubs of our cherished national traditions are completely avoidable, and if the NFL won't do it, every NFL coach should. It could be as simple as this. On our team, you're welcome to feel any way you wish about America. During the anthem, you may sing, chew gum, or stare at the cheerleaders. But if your butt hits the bench, you can keep it there because you will not be playing for us. On that sideline, you are our representative, and our team has expectations of this basic level of appreciation for the nation that allows all of us the freedom to live out our NFL dream. We will interpret your failure to recognize that as a wish to discontinue your service with the team. Quite simple, actually. Here we have a young man that makes $19 million a year. In a nation that elected a president, a black man president twice, with 12% population being black. There is not the racism that he thinks there is. So continue to sit. You're not worthy, Colin Kaepernick. It's too bad because apparently you seem like a okay young fella. But you know what? You play a game for a living and you obviously think like a child. We'll be right back. Well, no. When we get back, we're going to talk about the racism being the last refuge for these shrilly people. Now we'll be right back.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Truly it is. Check them out. This week we found out once again, and you know, 40% rears itself up, but we found out that 40% of us are irredeemably racist. Or at least if you saw Hillary's ad and her speech about how anyone for voting for Trump is one step away from pulling a hood out of the hamper and firing up a cross. Then we found out that a bunch of bitter virgins sitting at keyboards who occasionally take a break from viewing My Little Pony-themed porn to tweet about their Nordic heritage are the major driver behind Donald Trump. Does anybody know anybody in the alt-right? What exactly is that? I don't even want to, you know, I've seen it mentioned. Then again, I don't go around in the basements looking for the Doritos bags, you know, where the basement dwellers live. It's all a lie, and that's to be expected from a malignant and corrupt monster like Pantsuit Clinton and her coterie of suck-ups and hench people in and out of the media. But it's more than just a run-of-the-mill du jour, like her straight-faced insistence that Comey's devastating closing argument about her email crimes was, in fact, an exoneration. This is the kind of lie that poisons a political culture, that does real and lasting damage, but what the hell do progressives care about that? They've been destroying America's political rules, norms, and customs for decades, with the pedal fully to the metal during the last 8 years. The only silver lining has been that President Mom Jeans would have caused even greater damage if he didn't love golfing so much. Hillary's racism lie, in which she linked Republicans to the creepy clown car her party created, in which she Her senatorial mentor, Robert Byrd, served as a grand imperial cyborg wizard, dragon or something, was not just your typical leftist slander against normal Americans. It was an attempt to marginalize 40% of the electorate, desperate enough to avoid her no-doubt catastrophic reign, by voting for Donald Trump. She and the left want to write this entire chunk of the electorate out of any voice in their own governance by authorizing her progressive supporters to disregard any duty to consider, represent, or respect these alleged troglodytes. And this is a very dangerous position for her to take. It's not dangerous for the 40%. I'll get to that in a minute. When you've got these aspiring fascists babbling about crushing Trumpism, what they're really saying is they wish to permanently disenfranchise anyone on board the Trump train instead of the Clinton Express train to hell. But there is no such thing as Trumpism. To credit the Donald with an ideology is ridiculous. He's not a typical politician. That's why I like him. There's a simple... You know, this is simple, raw opposition to progressivism, which right now is coalesced around a billionaire adolescent, and that opposition is what they truly seek to crush. Now, we've already seen a preview of how she will rule for the benefit of the connected and favored. Just look at her visiting Louisiana. No, wait, she didn't visit Louisiana. She called Louisiana on the phone. She was fundraising in Hollywood. She doesn't care about those waterlogged Louisianans because Louisianans, wet or dry, will never vote for her. And so they must be punished. And this is her clumsy object lesson on the price of opposition to her rule. There will be more of it. There will be two Americas under Hillary, the connected one and the M&E. Can you guess which one we'll be a part of? This election cycle is already proving to be a preview of the Clinton presidency. She's shamelessly lying, with the mainstream media covering for her with various levels of discomfort. Some talking heads seem a bit embarrassed when trying to explain how she really isn't lying to their faces, when she's obviously lying to their faces, while others don the gimp suit to revel in the luscious contempt she shows for them. She's effectively announcing that she will be unaccountable, and she will be unaccountable by all normal political remedies. And it's the abnormal remedies we should worry about. Once upon a time, presidents did not so blatantly pick and choose among their citizens, dividing them into the favored and the disfavored so obviously and cruelly. They didn't openly insist that they would bypass the Congress by executive fiat and through unelected judges to pass law. They didn't try to pass law that the people's representatives rejected. They did not promise to restore unconstitutional laws that made criticizing them a crime. And the media did not openly admit their commitment to supporting their favorite president by ignoring blatant corruption. The political coalition currently in power did not openly conspire to effectively exile a huge chunk of the electorate from participation in their own governance. Abnormal actions spark abnormal reactions. When you throw out the rule book, it becomes a very different game. Do you think the disenfranchised, many of whom defended this country in war, are just going to sit back and quietly accept that they are no longer have any voice in their own lives? That they must obey the commands of hateful liberal bullies who delight in inflicting petty abuse and insults upon them? Or will there be a reaction? When you ignore the rules and the customs and the norms and laws, you should not be surprised when your opponents likewise ignore the rules and customs and the norms and the laws. And then what? Because this towering hatred that Pantsuit has for normal Americans is dwarfed only by the yawning chasm that is her wisdom deficit. She cannot see the fetid swamp at the bottom of the slippery slope that she is rushing down. She will do something stupid. She will believe that people will simply obey her from habit, as if the old legitimacy that made obeying the law habitual still applied. She's going to keep pushing until some point someone is going to tell her no. She will try to confiscate guns or attempt to eliminate dissident Christianity by eliminating tax deductions for churches, or decide to thrill her pals in San Francisco by ruining the Lone Star State's economy by banning fracking. And someone like Governor Greg Abbott is going to tell her, no, no, we aren't doing that here in Texas. Your rules no longer apply here. Not unless you can enforce them, and trying to do that would be a very bad idea. And then that vindictive fool and her allies will have to decide what they will do when mere words and decrees are no longer enough to disenfranchise her opponents. What makes progressivism so unsustainable is that when it reaches its zenith, at that point, everybody that you've herded in this one direction knows you've done it. And they're looking squarely at you. They have fixated upon you as the cause of their pain and their disenfranchisement, and they have you right there. They see you right there. And once again, we ask, and then what? The people that served this country that have the skill set, rusty however it may be, have a skill set that the progressives have never even bothered to lose. And the progressives are few in number. The elites are few in number. They're, you know, Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago. How big are those places? Yeah, they got population, but how many elites are there really? How many media people are there really? Who's going to fight for them? So we have this confluence of things happening right now. We have apathy, the never Trumpers. We have the progressives, right? We have the people that just, and we have the low-info voter. The low-info voter, of course, will take the orders, but it won't be, you know, I'm not a low-info voter. Neither are you. And therein, my friends, lies the biggest problem they have. Therein lies the biggest problem. We'll do this again tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature.
future. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.